This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The threat of a federal government shutdown ended late Saturday night after Congress approved a temporary funding bill to keep federal agencies open until November 17th. The bill passed just hours before the midnight deadline, and President Joe Biden quickly signed it. He called it good news for the American people. The package drops aid for Ukraine but adds money for U.S. disaster assistance. House approval came after Speaker Kevin McCarthy abandoned plans for steep spending cuts and relied on Democratic help. Biden said he expects McCarthy to keep his commitment to the Ukrainian people and push for aid at this critical moment in the war with Russia. A populist former prime minister leftist party have won early parliamentary elections in Slovakia, staging a political comeback after campaigning on a pro-Russian and anti-American message, according to almost complete results. With results 99.2% from some 6,000 polling stations counted by the Slovak station's office early Sunday, former Prime Minister Robert Fico and the leftist or direction party lead with 23.3% of the votes. Australia's southeast on Sunday sweltered in a heat wave that raised the risk of brush fires and prompted authorities to issue fire bans for large swaths of New South Wales state. The nation's weather forecaster said temperatures would be up to 12 degrees Celsius above average in some areas, with Sydney and the capital of Australia's most populous state, New South Wales, set to hit 36 degrees Celsius. This is VOA News. Large groups of migrants, mostly from Venezuela, continue to arrive at the U.S.-Mexico border to present themselves to U.S. authorities and demand asylum. Early on Saturday, a Reuters video showed Venezuelan migrants making their way across the Rio Grande and El Paso in Eagle Pass, Texas, where they awaited processing. Large numbers of migrants have been crossing into the United States from Mexico in recent weeks, piling pressure on the Joe Biden administration to stem the flow of people as the U.S. 2024 presidential election race begins to heat up. Meanwhile, hundreds of migrants who were stranded on a cargo train in Mexico were evacuated Friday night by police. Freight train they were traveling on top of abruptly stopped amid the ongoing suspension of dozens of northbound trains over fears around the actual migrant safety. The numbers have been drawn for an estimated $960 million Powerball jackpot in the United States. It is now the ninth largest lottery prize of all time. The winning numbers announced were 19, 30, 37, 44, 46, and a Powerball of 22. Lottery officials usually take several hours to determine if any player has won the giant jackpot, although the game highlights the $960 million prize that is just for a winner who elects to be paid through an annuity over 30 years. Winners almost always choose a cash payout option, which for Saturday night's drawing would be an estimated $441.4 million. Payout for Saturday's drawing has grown so large because it has been building for more than 2 months. The odds of winning the Powerball jackpot are 1 in 292.2 million. Recapping our top story, the threat of a federal government shutdown has now ended after Congress approved a temporary funding bill to keep federal agencies open until November 17th. The bill passed just hours before the midnight deadline, and then U.S. President Joe Biden quickly signed it, calling it good news for the American people. It drops aid for Ukraine, but adds money for U.S. disaster assistance. You'll find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.